With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Romeo and Juliet. The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the love story for you. Part 7.
Already at the tomb was Count Paris. He was scattering flowers for his bride that he could never wed. But while he was weeping for his lost love, his page whistled to signify someone else was coming. For some reason, he decided to hide, because that's what you do when someone else comes to pay respects to your near wife, apparently. It was Romeo and his servant. Romeo took the pickaxe and crowbar from his servant and passed him a letter in return. The letter was for his father, and his servant was to deliver it in the morning. Romeo and his servant parted ways, and Romeo headed towards the tomb. His servant started to head home, before deciding to hide nearby, doubting the intentions of his master.
"You horrible monster of death! You have taken the dearest on all of earth from me! Now I will open your rotten jaws once more and give you another to devour!" shouted Romeo at the knight as he began to open the tomb with his tools. Count Paris was watching all of this unfold.
"Stop your evil work, vile Montague! Condemned villain, I've caught you! Obey and go with me, for you must die."
"That is why I came here, you daft prick," replied Romeo, still trying to open the tomb. "Don't mess with someone who is desperate. Go away and leave me."
Count Paris was too fucking righteous, though. He refused and again told Romeo he should come with him, arrested to die. Now, if we've learned anything from this story, it's that all of this led to, that's right, a fight. Romeo and Paris fought over a presumed dead girl in front of her tomb. Classy. Paris's page saw the fight and ran off to get help. But while he was gone, Count Paris was slain by Romeo. But Romeo wasn't himself. He couldn't believe he killed the Count. He decided to bury his body next to Juliet's. I mean, why not? The tomb was open anyway. Inside he found Tybalt and his beauty Juliet.
"Oh, Juliet, you are so beautiful. Death hasn't taken the colour from your cheeks and lips yet." Little did he know that this was because she was coming back to life. Romeo sat next to Juliet and looked at Tybalt.
"What better favour can I do to you than with the same hand that killed you, kill myself?"
I think I got that right. Romeo wanted to die happy, so kissed Juliet before taking out the poison and drinking it. And as promised, the death was almost instant. Now Romeo and Juliet could be together in the afterlife. Well, except she's not dead. It's all a bit of a fuck up, really. Three blokes dead over one bird, who isn't even dead herself. The friar turned up at the tomb and met Romeo's servant, who had been hiding. He told him that he'd been there for nearly an hour, had fallen asleep, and had had a dream that Romeo and someone else was fighting until Romeo killed him. Turns out he doesn't know when he's asleep or awake. The friar was scared that something horrible had happened.
"Romeo!"
he cried as he approached the tomb. He saw the blood on the floor, the bloody swords, and then saw a pal Romeo and Paris. "What an unkind hour," exclaimed the friar. Juliet started to stir and wake up.
"Oh, friar, where is my husband? I remember very well where I should be. I am here, and where is my Romeo?"
The friar tried to explain it quickly to Juliet. He could hear the watch coming and wanted them to escape before they were caught. But Juliet refused to leave her husband's side, so the friar ran away to save himself.
"What's this?"
she pondered, looking at the vial in Romeo's hand.
"Poison? I see. How rude. He drank it all, so there's none left for me."
She tried to kiss him in the hope of there being enough poison on his lips to kill her too. Unsurprisingly, there was not. She heard the watch getting closer and found Romeo's dagger.
"Rust inside and let me die,"
she yelled as she stabbed herself with his knife and also died. Sorry, did someone say this was a romantic story? Death, 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 and more fucking death. Okay, main characters both dead. Let's wrap this up quickly, shall we? The watch arrived and started to search the area. They found Paris, Romeo and Juliet all dead. And all recently, despite Juliet being dead supposedly for 2 days, they sent for the Capulets and Montagues to tell them the news. They caught Romeo's servant and friar, who were fleeing the scene, both weeping. The prince, Capulet and Montague all turn up at the tomb. "How is Juliet only just died?" they ask. There's another death revealed, as Montague says his wife took her own life in sadness over Romeo's exile. Montague gets annoyed at Romeo for being impatient for death and jumping the queue in front of him. The friar then caught everyone up on the story, the secret wedding, the deaths, the lies, and ultimately the confusion which led to the bloodbath in front of them. The prince did his parent act on Capulet and Montague by telling them, "Look what happens when you let the evil and hate between you get out of control." So now the two enemies swear to be friends and build statues for Romeo and Juliet in Verona. And that is where the story ends, in the words of Shakespeare. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. And in the words of So Solid, Romeo Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.